Hey, this is Craig Ferentino of Craig James Financial. Get ready for another financial report right here on 103.9 LI News Radio.
Discussions in this show are for educational purposes only. The views and opinions expressed are based on current economic and market conditions and are subject to change. Securities and advisory services offered through United Planners Financial Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Craig James Financial Services and United Planners are not affiliated. United Planners and its representatives do not offer tax or legal advice.
Not forget that website, ladies and gentlemen. A very important site, not only information, but you pre-register on the site, take advantage of all the great webinars and events that will be coming our way, including, we had two good ones last week. Friday's close, we went up 328. Good way to start the holiday weekend. And the futures market shrinking somewhat. We started the show, it was up 90, went down to 64. Right now it's around 38 or so. We're up. But all in all, we got some employment numbers to look at by week's end. And, of course, debt ceiling and an agreement reached over the holiday weekend. Very important day tomorrow on the vote as we welcome in the guru himself, Mr. Craig Ferentino from the great Craig James Financial Services, located right in the heart of Melville on Broad Hollow Road. Hope you had a great weekend, sir. Welcome.
Beautiful weekend, Jay. I mean, the weather was just incredible. Jay, there is no deal yet. I mean, I know there's something out there. Let's see what finally gets past the Rules Committee. It's very, very interesting as to what's out there. A lot of people are frustrated, particularly from the particularly on the right and some people on the left as well. The best deal is when everybody walks away not happy, but they have a deal. Let's talk about the deal for a second. Then I want to go over the markets. You know, there's really a freeze on federal spending for 10 years. That's what they wanted. Basically, they got 9 defense spending flat in 2024. Increase 1% in 2025 for non-defense spending. They're doing the $80 billion funding for the IRS and 87,000 new staff to be hired. They're going to cut $20 billion from the $80 billion. Most of the 87,000 agents are going to stay. So this is what the deal says, is what they agreed to. So because I'm not getting a lot of good information on it. As you go through it, you start to realize that there's a thing with federal war. They're trying to get people back to work, and they have strong work requirements for federal benefit programs. And they said, and then what they do is they just moved it to food stamps, not for all the federal benefits. They're doing the student loan relief program fully overturned. And it says student loan payments, but relief will not be fully rescinded. So there you go. So yeah, that's what's out there right now. There's still a lot more in the weeds. But this is where we're at. And so futures were positive. People are waking up to this deal. And I think that let's see how this plays out. The Rules Committee, I mean, you can get some Democrats to vote with the Republicans if you don't get the hardline Republicans. But I think the issue here, Jay, is going to be a lot of different things going on because that's not going to work either, because that's going to have the Rules Committee, which is all Republicans. So we'll see how this really, really plays out. But I think this is going to be a lot of fun. And, keep your seatbelts on because this is all headline news. That's certainly affecting what we do see in the markets, though. Let's take a look at some of the numbers year to date. The Dow Jones Industrial Average since January 1st is flat, basically down 0.2%. However, the S&P 500 index up 9.5% on the S&P 500, and the NASDAQ is just soaring at 24%. Now, mind you, it was down 33% last year. I got to do the calculation. I think it needs to hit 40, 45 just to break even. The MSCI EAFE, which is the European index, up 9.9%. The 10-year Treasury down 1/10. Oil down almost 10%, and bonds up 1.5%. Very, very important there, Jay, because the bond market lost 13% last year. People staying in bonds, worried about everything. They only recovered 1.5% of that 13% loss from 2022. So I think that's going to be a big issue going forward in terms of people that are trying to sit this out. And it's not as comfortable for everybody as possible. We have some other, say you mentioned some news for this week. Yeah, we got a lot of news for this week coming out. And construction, U.S. consumer confidence on Tuesday. We get the China PMI index, U.S. job openings on Wednesday. We got the Beige Book coming out from the Federal Reserve, issues this book. The Boston Fed President, Susan Collins, and Michelle Bowman speak in Boston, and she's going to throw some shade on the Northeast in terms of how things are going. And, you know, and one other thing, Jay, I think is very, very important. Investors here, what do we do? You know, hey, we got to sit this throughout. It's getting interesting now. This is where when money's around, people act funny, and I know that as a financial advisor, very funny, particularly when there's more money to be spent. And who's it going to go to? Why, you know, and everybody starts that. There's just a different posture. And you start to see what people, what their real priorities are. So we'll get through this week. And hopefully by Friday, this will all be behind us. But, you know, there's no promises. Next Tuesday is June 6th. Supposedly the deadline is June 5th. It was June 1st. The sun's going to rise on June 2nd. And the sun is now going to rise on June 7th or June 6th. So we'll see how this all plays out. But very, very interesting. Investors need to sit tight here, Jay. Go to our website, CraigJamesFinancial.com, at CraigJamesFinancial.com. In the middle of the month, we'll be doing new approaches to investing, and we'll be talking about that. So how to avoid the top 10 ways to sabotage your own portfolio. And we'll talk about the essentials of stock picking, because there's, you know, Jay, believe it or not, there's still a lot of do-it-yourselfers out there, which is all fine, but we want to make sure that people have some of the tools that we use here in the industry to help you to discern what do you think would be a good buy, what's not a good buy. And we'll talk about some charting. We'll talk about some fundamental trading. That'll be the 13th of June. That's what we have for this month. And then we're going to do our annual monthly 5 steps to protect your online identity. Again, privacy is much, much more scarce. You know, in Europe, it's much stronger. Here in the United States, you're basically trading all your information, and people are making money on everything that you do. And we'll show you how they don't make money on you. That'll be Tuesday, June 6th, next week, 7 to 8 p.m. All right, that's what I have for today, Jay, my friend.
Yeah, you got a lot on the table as the federal government debt now has risen, folks. $32 trillion. Dollars. You know, I was reading a couple of things before we let you go. Some things in perspective, Mr. Ferrantino. If the yield curve for Treasuries levels off about 5 percentage points, guess what? Interest payments on that debt this year would be $1.6 trillion. That's the interest, yep. Folks. $1 trillion. That would exceed defense spending. That is unbelievable. Yep. It would exceed Medicare spending as well, by the way, and yep. Social Security outlays, you know? So that is 100%. Some alarming stuff. Alarming stuff.
100%. It's going to be the number one budget item. It's just making payments on our debt.
Well, and probably it's only be going at the up. Top of the charts come 2024 as far as the next election is concerned. This will be right up there because that's the extension you get into 2025 with this whole thing. So it'll be front and center without question. Front and center as always at 7:20 every morning on this program. You can hear the great Craig Ferrantino. CraigJamesFinancial.com. The website, very important, of course, signing up on that site and getting ready for all webinars and events coming our way. Sir, always good to have you. We will watch and look forward to tomorrow. How's that?
And that's why it's important to listen to Jay every day, because he's got the goods. Yes, Jay, have a great day, my friend.
You too, pal.